Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's an award-winning book, and it's all about how to help you become a better financial manager of your business, and that's what we're talking about right now. Don, thanks again for being here. HiddenProfit.com, right?
Yep.
That's how you find her, folks, online. All right, so you got to know your numbers. You got to be able to produce the numbers, right? First, you got to produce them accurately and regularly, right?
Yeah, well, that's what you have your accounting professional for, okay? Nobody's advocating that everybody becomes a CPA because you don't need to. And here's the big head fake, Jim. I'm a college professor, okay, so I can speak frankly about this. We teach accounting backwards in the United States. We do. We teach debits and credits and journal entries and all this other nonsense that you can learn perfectly, get an A in the class, and still not know how to run a business.
It's because it's being historians. It's not being operators. Well, it's being historians.
It's being historians, and it's also being bookkeepers. But you got to answer the why question, okay? Who cares about debits and credits? You care about your global positioning satellite. You care about your net income statement. Am I making money? You care about your cash flow statement. Do I have enough cash to pay the bills in the next period, to your point, right? We're not looking over our shoulder. We got to look forward. And then last but not least, am I building something that I eventually can sell, or am I just buying myself a job? I have a heart attack 10 years from now, and I die, and that's it, right? There's more going on when we run a small business than just buying ourselves a job. At least there should be. And there can be. That's the good news. So what number phobic is, accounting for the number phobic, it is a primer. It is business 101 that before you put $1 at risk, before you begin to think about, you know, how do I sell my idea, this is how you run a business. And I take you through it step by step. The thing that's very exciting to me is accounting professionals now are giving the book to their clients. And something very interesting has happened.
Right. You become their tutor, so they don't have to do it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So what's been very interesting is there's been this sort of like dirty little secret for the last, well, I don't know, 75 years going on. And that is the accountant will talk to the business owner and tell them everything they need to know, and the business owner will shake their head and go, oh, yeah. And the business owner has absolutely no clue of what their accounting professional is telling them. And they're too ashamed to ask, and I understand it. But they're also frustrated because they're saying, well, where am I going to learn it? Okay? I sort of know this stuff, but I don't.
Here's the thing, folks. And this is your second point, review. You got to know what your monthly statements are. You got to be able to review them and understand them. Folks, once you get used to this, and it doesn't take that long, this is not, you know, if you think about it, folks, I'm going to help you out a little bit. Don, you probably want to cover your ears. You may not like what I'm about to say. Folks, your operating statement is nothing more than a budget that functions. So you know how to do a budget. You can put numbers in column and attribute it to line items. You know how to do that. An operating statement is a functioning budget that moves along in time. It's not that complicated. And frankly, once you get if you want to feel like you've acquired an enormous amount of power over your own future, that's what you'll feel when you say, I understand my operating statement, and I understand the relationship of my operating statement to my balance sheet. When you get to that point, you'll feel like someone has strapped a jet engine to your back because you can launch.
That's exactly right. And you know what, Jim? It only takes a week.
It doesn't take long.
It only takes 7 days.
Let me tell you what else. Yeah. There's no calculus, folks. There's no, there's no, there's no, there's no ABC X factor. There's none of that. No algebra. I hate algebra. It's all adding and subtracting. Maybe a little division.
That's all it is. Okay. So here's a data point nobody ever knows.
Whatever you learn by the fourth grade, you can do this.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Okay. So Craig Crabtree, who's a very high-level CPA, very smart guy, very well-respected, says the following. If your net income is 5%, your business isn't going to survive. If it's 10%, you're kind of on life support. If it has to be at 15% in order for you to have a
net
going
profit?
Concern. That's right. Net profit. That means for every dollar you bring in revenues, 15 cents of that.
That's pretty stern. That's pretty stern.
It is stern, and it's higher than anybody imagines, right? Everybody's so focused on revenues.
I think that might not be. I don't think I agree with those numbers for small businesses.
I think it's something to shoot for, Jim.
I think it's a good goal, but I think it might be. I don't like giving people goals that are not all that attainable, because you and I both know small businesses find a way to enjoy a nice lifestyle out of their business.
Well, and that depends on what you want to do
rent,
with your business.
Through the rent you pay your business and things like that. It's all legal. It's all legal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm going to push back on those numbers a little bit myself. You said that was some other guy who said that. But
he's a CPA. And here's
you
the
and
thing.
I both know, Don, if we could get every small business owner just to make a profit, that would be a huge turning point. I just want them to have green numbers. I just want them to have black numbers on the bottom.
I know.
Of any kind, right. Let's get that done first, okay?
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break. Okay. I need your website one more time.
HiddenProfitProfit.com.
All right, folks. We're going to have more arguments and debates and a lot of agreement after these messages with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. Stay with us. Can you
tell me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.